Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf, Shir sponsor, Lord Nishmas, Arbi Yakoshom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Kiddushin Daf Ayin Gimel. There's a fascinating yedil that comes out from Tosis over here in the Sugya. The Gemara in the end of Daf says that a Sufi should be kosher. Because usually, even if the mother has a child, we assume that it comes from her husband. Says the Gemara, but sometimes the husband is not around. Either she's not married, she's only engaged, or if the husband is Medina Sayam, the husband is traveling. So then we know that the son does not come from the father, and that's when you assume that maybe you have a baby who's a mamzer. So Tois asks a question. He says, who said if the father is Medina Sayam, he can't come here? We know that the father of Shmuel was away, and he came al Yedei Shem, meaning he used the name of Hashem, to come from overseas back home, and that's how Shmuel was born. So you see that even if the father's not here, you still it could come. Sisters, you're right, but that's only if the mother says that the father was here. Like in the case of Shmuel, that the mother said her father was here. But in a case that the mother did not say that, we don't assume the father came from overseas. What is the story that Tois refers to regarding the father of Shmuel? So Tosis, and the Gemara that we have, says that's brought down in the Yerushalmi. But in the Yerushalmi that we have, this story is not brought down. The Shmatos, what's like Yerushalmi is missing, brings in the end of Kiddushin this and says Tosis points out that it's in the Yerushalmi, it's not in the Yerushalmi. I saw some that say that many times when the Rishonim had a Shmuel that didn't know where it was, or came from Eretz Yisrael, they said the Yerushalmi even though they did not belong to the Yerushalmi. But as the Gilyon points out, the one who brings the story is the Halochas Gedolus, the Behak. In the Seif Hilchis Gittin, he brings a story. And the story that he brings is that the father of Shmuel was overseas and was in Eretz Yisrael, and there was a woman there that knew to understand the language of birds. And the woman says, I want you to be with me tonight, and I'm going to pay you a lot of money. Why is that so? So she said she heard from the birds that the child that will be born from Avuah de Shmuel is going to be a very big person, be a Gavur Rabbah. So that's why she wants to be with him, so the child will come from her. So when Avuah de Shmuel heard that from him is supposed to come a very Gavur Rabbah, he said the name of Hashem, and he went back to his home, to his wife, and he was with his wife that night. And from that night, Shmuel was born. The story continues on that everybody suspected the wife of Avuah de Shmuel that she was with somebody else, because everybody knew that the father Shmuel wasn't here. So they brought her to Beis Din, they gave her Malkus. And Shmuel said that he felt the pain of the Malkus in the womb of his mother. The story is also brought down in the Tshuvah Sagyoinim, in Shari Tshuvah Simen Yud Ches, in the name of Hai Goy. And there it adds that Shmuel says that when they hit his mother, they caused him a wound that till today he has it on his head. Adds the Ravai Goyen, that's the reason we call the father of Shmuel Avuah de Shmuel. Why do we call him in his name? The reason is because everybody should know that he is the father of Shmuel, it's not nobody else. Shmuel is not a mamzer. The father of Shmuel is the husband of the mother of Shmuel, and that's why they called him Avuah de Shmuel. And the Toldos Tanoim HaMeroim of Hyman, he says that on his own. He says it makes sense that the reason we call him Avuah de Shmuel is that everybody should know that he's the father of Shmuel. A fascinating story that we don't have in the Gemaras. We only have the source based on the Goyim and the Rishonim. Just to conclude, I saw something very nice. The Gemara in Brochas Daf Yoteh says that there was some person who spoke bad about Shmuel, came a beam from the roof and hit his head and caused him to die. So in the Sefer Birkas Aaron, the Sefer we quoted a few times, a sefer on Maseches Brochas. He says, what did this person speak bad about Shmuel? He says, it makes sense that he spoke bad about Shmuel, what everybody was talking about. That probably Shmuel is a mamzer. He wanted to say the father of Shmuel is not a vud Shmuel, somebody else. That's the bad thing he said about Shmuel. And that's why he got hit to come and advertise and to announce to the world that Shmuel is not a mamzer. Maybe you can add to this, that according to what Rav Goyen says, Shmuel says he has a wound in his head for the fact that there was malchus given to his mother. So that wound in his hand, that there was a suspicion that he's a mamzer, that's what hit this person on the head when he said that Shmuel is a mamzer and caused him to die. The hitting of the head of this person took away the hitting of the head that Shmuel got when his mother got Malchus. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomarshava@gmail.com.